I see your tears in the night, lay it all on me. You built a wall inside, just let it fall from me. I feel your pain and lonely, don't be afraid to show me. Let it rain upon me, I'll be here for you.
Dr. Shay and Mark Steiner here on the Mark Steiner Show. And you're listening to Nico Vince, Black Star Elephant, track number 13, Imagine. Oh, you got to run out and get this CD. It's just hot. There's a lot going on in the city. From the ongoing uprising to the preparation for the Freddie Gray trials to the upcoming mayoral elections. Now, Mayor Stephanie Rollins-Blake has decided not to run for re-election, so the field has opened wide up. That is including Councilman Nick Mosby, former Baltimore City Mayor Sheila Dixon, State Senator Catherine Pugh, City Youth Commissioner Calvin Allen Young III, and our guest, Bonnie Renee Lane, who has filed to run for the Green Party nomination.
I'm no longer running, but I do have a candidate that's running.
Not a problem. So then that's something we want to talk. See how it's always changing every single day.
So we have Emmanuel McCray, who's with United Workers, who's running for the Green Party for mayor. And we've been talking to Delegate Jill Carter, who may actually come in and run with us. So it's a very exciting time.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We also have in the studio Apostle Richard White Jr., who now I want to make sure I'm correct because I've already been corrected once. You're running for the Green Party as their candidate for the 6th District City Council. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. I feel like I'm on the right path finally. And you also brought in Kevin Kendall, who's one of your volunteers. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for joining us. So I think we should start with talking a little bit about the Green Party here. Okay. Because the Green Party exists in nearly 90 countries around the world, but people are still not very familiar with it. Can you tell us how the Green Party is different from, say, the Democratic and the Republican Party?
Sure. The Green Party differs. The major way is that we don't accept contributions from political action committees. So all these super PACs you're hearing about that are funding Hillary Clinton and all these other people, we don't take that. So if the people want us in office, they actually have to donate to our campaigns.
Okay, so that's themselves. A big one.
That's the big one.
But there's got to be more than that. It's not just a money thing.
A lot of we have 10 key values that we go by. Environmental values, social justice values, grassroots democracy. We're very big on, you know, organizing from within and actually being about the people. We're average, everyday people that are running in this election. We're not cookie cutter candidates. We're not bought and paid for by developers, etc.
So it comes up kind of this grassroots. But now, when I went online and I was looking up the Green Party, just so I can have a good understanding of it, some of the ideology around like social justice and around consensus decision making and nonviolence, it sounds kind of familiar to the occupation movement. Is it the same thing? And what's the, if not?
Are
then
you
what
speaking
are the
as to the Occupy movement?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. There are a few differences.
Okay.
I am a former occupier, and we do have an occupier running for 12th District City Council,
But that's not connected with the Green Party.
But that's not the Green Party.
Okay.
But we do have a lot of former occupiers, and a lot of the values do overlap.
Now, Apostle White, in the past, it has been very difficult to get a Green Party candidate or any third party candidate to get attention.
Yes.
What makes this year in Baltimore so different? Like, why is this the year when it actually might be a very serious run for a third-party candidate?
Well, I believe that this is the year of change. Not so much trying to create something new, but get back to the basis of how this city is supposed to be operating, pertaining to its residents. We have the Democratic Party that really controls this city in a major way. And to be truthfully honest, they have been not doing a very good job, and our citizens are beginning to voice that. Unfortunately, the untimely death of Freddie Gray has caused us to realize just how much change is needed in this city right now. So you're looking at that situation, which it really caused everybody to say, you know what? We've been dealing with this for about 20, maybe 30 some odd years. Mm-hmm. it's time for things to change. Now, we don't want to take anything away from any individual who has represented us in office here in Baltimore. But what we want to do is say, what we want to say is, it's time for change. You know, there are some that have been in there for many years. We need individuals who are going to be in there, who are going to actually be a voice of the people, that's from the people, and that's going to delegate and going to create policy pertaining to the people. So it's time for the economics of this city to change, not just financially, but we got to look at economically how we're going to build the people up and just stop building up buildings and tourist attractions and things of that nature. And we have
things that are still important to the city, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, tourist attractions are still important to the heart and life of the city.
Yes. But I also believe that the whole thing that I'm running on is building people builds businesses.
Okay.
Baltimore City has to get into the business of building up its people.
Okay.
We are the foundation which they are building all these things on, but we're not being included in the economic building up of this city.
So you're coming from the field of religion, right? As an apostle.
Yes.
Coming over to run for city council.
Yes.
So one of your key points, you said, is building businesses and building people, or building people who then build business.
Yes.
So why are you so inspired to run? I mean, change sounds wonderful. I mean, change can happen a thousand different ways. What inspired you to decide to run, and then to run as a member of the Green Party?
Well, I was inspired to run because I'm born and raised in this city.
Okay.
And we have an awesome city here, and it can be a great city, but everyone has to be included in the building up of it. So in order for this city to be better, we have to build up the people. Now, as you mentioned, me coming from the spiritual aspect, being an apostle, my belief is that we should be built up as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So we can build one individual up, then we can build up a block, then we can build up a neighborhood, we can build up the community. That way we can build up the city. So we have to start injecting things into the makeup of this city that's going to include everyone. There's individuals who are living in poverty. There's individuals who have a lack of education, lack of job training. Unemployment rate is so high in Baltimore City. And in the state, it's not as high. It's only 5.something% in the state. But in Baltimore City, it's like 10%. For individuals who are at risk, who have lack of training,
right,
and individuals who come from prison reentry, disabilities, at risk,
system,
you name
it. So many things that you can compile on top of that about why we're dealing with these numbers as high as they are.
So you really have to, you know, when you're looking at that, we're all across the board, you know, those different groups that I named, unemployment rate and everything else is like 17.something%, which is almost, you know, double the national average. So at some point, we have to step up and start speaking out about what's going on in this city. Unfortunately, there are a lot of individuals who are leaders spiritually in this city, and because they are benefiting economically, they're not willing to be a voice for the people who are not.
So they're talking about the individual actions, right? And
yes.
I'm sure there are people that do fit that bill. If you just joined us, we're talking about the Green Party and the upcoming elections around the city. Join us at 410-319-88. Tell us some of the issues that you're interested in as we go into this election season. So, Bonnie, in the past, people have made comments such as, well, if I vote for a third-party candidate, even if I like Jill Stein, who's running as a Green Party candidate for president, even if I like her, if I vote for her, I'm throwing away my vote. In this city, is it different this year?
It's different this year, and you're not throwing away your vote. You might as well give your vote to a candidate who's worked for it, earned it, and will actually represent you. We do hold our own primary because we don't have enough members in Baltimore City yet to be on the ballot in the regular primary, which is May 1st. And Dr. Jill Stein will be in town for 3 events this weekend, so you can actually meet the presidential candidate.
About those events, and we'll put a link up on our website.
The first event is Saturday at noon. It's a Not One More Black Life Taken press conference and rally. Pastor Wesley West, who's running 7th District City Council, and presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein, starts at noon from his church, Faith Empowerment Temple, 1900 Walbrook Avenue. We're going to march to Penn North.
Okay.
And then at 7 p.m. that evening,
Now, let me ask you this before you go on.
Okay.
Are there other groups working with you, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle? Like, who else is going to be involved in this?
Of a Beautiful Struggle will be tabling at our assembly on Sunday.
Okay. So you're working with other organizations around the city, not just with this one church. Okay.
And so, but we'll be marching then. And then Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, Dr. Stein and Dr. Margaret Flowers, who's running for Mikulski's Senate seat, will be at Suite 27. They're going to do a fundraiser, dinner, bartending event up there.
Okay.
And the big event is Sunday at 2 at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center. That's our Baltimore Green Party Assembly. We've got 8 candidates for you to meet that day.
Now, this is all, so you're going across the board from whether it's running for mayor, and you have Emmanuel McCray doing that,
right.
And then you have someone running for every single one of the districts.
I have people running in 5 districts.
5 districts, okay. And they will all be there on Sunday.
They will
all
be
there.
Well,
tell me a little bit, because we had had down that you were actually running for mayor. You are not. Who is Emmanuel McCray? Like, what is his background?
Emmanuel McCray is a leadership organizer and member of the leadership council with United Workers. He's also a U.S. Army vet. He's a wedding planner. He does. He also DJs.
And so he's native to the city of Baltimore.
He's he's been in Baltimore the majority of his life. He's been big in the fight against the Curtis Bay incinerator.
Okay. Okay, and Margaret Flowers, who has actually been a commentator here on the Mark Steiner Show, will, you said, be co-hosting with Dr. Jill Stein on Saturday night.
Right.
So now, one of the things we want to look at in terms of the key points, what is the Green Party? And I'm saying to both of you, both the Apostle and to you, Ms. Lane, what is the Green Party? What are your key points, maybe 2 or 3 key points, what you're going to do to transform this city? Because I know we have heard from candidates throughout the years talking about change, like the Apostle mentioned, mm-hmm. talking about building people, talking about 1 million families. Like, we've heard this rhetoric year after year when we have elections in this city. What are some of the key points, and how can we trust the Green Party is going to come through on this?
Well, I'd say give Green a chance. I mean, you keep putting the same people in, and what are the results you're seeing in your neighborhood? Are your streets repaired? You know, if they wanted to gold pave the Inner Harbor tomorrow, I swear they would find the money. And with the Green Party, two of the major issues in the city that candidates are going to be addressing is police reform and doing some things different economically.
Okay. Is that idea that, Apostle, you were talking about, building people, building business?
Yes, most definitely.
Now, what exactly does that mean? Giving people more jobs or giving them more training?
Well, all of what you mentioned, because in order for them to go after some of the jobs that's going to allow them to be able to have a better means of providing for their families, then there's certain education that they need. That's one of the points. We really want to address the lack of education in Baltimore City, the lack of job readiness training, the lack of workforce development. We're not talking about cutting and pasting and putting things together, but I'm talking about the way we get these individuals into a program to where they will exist in that program for up to 2 years.
Okay.
So, you know, and then we want to help them with housing and things of that nature. That's another point, the housing in this city.
Okay, so policy reform, economic reform, transforming housing across the city, particularly in these areas around our city that have been underdeveloped for so long.
Well, they've been underdeveloped because I honestly believe that the city is just really waiting for that prime developer that they're looking for to come in and revitalize a city that they should really have a hand in revitalizing.
So they're waiting for the Messiah to come back.
I believe
that's
so.
Who's going to redevelop the city.
You know, anything that's going to cause them not to have to inundate any money per se into the project. But my thing is this: if we can get with the housing, if we can get the city to give a corporation the houses and have some construction companies to come in and set up a workforce development plan, the way we can train young adults and young people who are at risk in plumbing, carpentry, you know, electrical.
And the money for this training comes from, like, what is the plan to get this? Because that sounds great.
Yes.
We do want to train people in these practical skills, from being a carpenter, electrician.
Yes.
Where is this money coming from? Bonnie said we can find money to do the repave the harbor tomorrow if we wanted to.
Right.
But are we really going to be able to cultivate those type of funds needed to really
provide the job training? I know
where
we can get some of the money from.
Okay, tell me.
We can demilitarize the police department. If the cops stop killing people, we don't have to pay out multi-million-dollar lawsuits. We could take half of Graziano's salary. We could fire him without a severage package.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
we could
actually
take away the golden parachute from Davis. I mean, there are things that
exactly,
we can do.
Yeah, there's money in this city if you want to allocate it properly instead of wasting it on things that aren't needed.
So this idea of reallocation. Kevin, I do want to get to you because you have committed your time to volunteer for the Green Party as a whole, but for Apostle more specifically. Yeah. Can you just give us a little bit about why you're giving up your time and volunteering to help push Apostle Richard White Jr. into that seat for the 6th District of the City Council?
Because he's a good man. He's a preacher. and he gives his time to everybody else.
So I
guarantee if you give him your time, he's going to give you his time back.
That sounds like a great volunteer to have on your side.
Yeah, I would say so.
You would say so. Now, as people are really looking at what's happening across the city, I mean, Bonnie, you raised a good point. If the police stop killing people, then we won't have to pay out these multimillion dollar lawsuits. That sounds great in theory. Donna's on the phone because Donna has a question to kind of push us in a little bit of a different direction. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Always a good show.
Thank you, ma'am.
I wanted to ask your guest, how does the Green Party look at socioeconomic issues such as we have a growing, in the black community, we have a growing population of single women, poor single women with children. And I have never heard any of the parties talk about the atrocities of the policies that keep our sisters and their children poor. The goal of social welfare was to, get the women trained and get them more self-sufficient. But what it has done is it's been keeping our women into poverty, at the cycle of poverty. And when women, especially mothers, when they're in poverty, their children are in poverty, and then the children grow up with just trauma of being in poverty. So I wanted to hear what the people who represent the Green Party have to say about socioeconomic issues and how it affects women and children who are currently in poverty.
Excellent question. Thank you so much, Donna, for calling in. So, Bonnie, so what are the policies here for women, particularly single women with children who are currently living in economically depressed communities?
Well, actually, the policies that we're trying to put in place, there are two things that we're trying to do that would actually help everybody, including this population. One is to raise the minimum wage in Baltimore City to $15 an hour. You need living wages because it costs $24.47 to rent a two-bedroom apartment at market rate in Baltimore. 1010 is not going to house these women or their children.
Right.
There's also something called basic income guarantee, which Dr. Flowers is fighting for. And what that is that guarantees everybody in the country a basic income, no matter what. If you're black, if you're white, if you have a criminal record, no matter what you've done, there's a basic income that's given to everybody across the board. Now, if you're working, you consider it like a tax refund, tax bonus. But if you're not, at least you would get enough money to meet your basic needs so you don't have to worry about how you're going to hustle, rob Peter, pay Paul, do I buy food or do I pay my electric bill?
Right, which is a serious struggle that people have. Why the 6th District? I'm assuming that you live there, Apostle.
Yes, I do.
Can you give us one or two of the key points that you're looking? You talk a lot about what's going to happen across the city. Mm-hmm. What exactly are you planning for the 6th District?
Well, for the 6th District, what we would like to do is to create economic development pertaining to building the people up. If you look at that area, it's inundated with dilapidated houses and neighborhoods. There's a lack of supermarkets. There's a lack of jobs. There is just a lack of training. The things that we need in that district, I don't feel as though the city is paying that much attention so they can apply resources. And they're not spread evenly over the city, especially in the 6th District. So what I would like to do is really bring about the awareness. If you try to bring businesses into that area to where they will create workforce development training programs to where they'll give individuals second chances, like the young lady that called in
about the
mother.
Right.
See, that's one of the things we have to address when we talk about at risk. We're looking at single mothers and individuals growing up in single parented homes, and they don't have the skills, nor do they have the education to be able to apply themselves to be viable in the workforce or even in higher education and learning. So we want to change that whole demographic of how people are living in lack We want to create opportunities so people can know if you want a better opportunity, then it's there for you.
Okay. But if it's not, well, we're going to leave it there because I think you have a lot of information. We do want to get more, but I want to have Bonnie right before we go. Can you give us the website that if people want to get more information about what's happening on Saturday, what's happening on Sunday, as well as more information to finish up what Apostle is saying here? Yes. Where can they go?
BaltimoreGP.org/events has all the events going on.
And they can check and see, are all these events, do they cost money or is it just a donation?
They are free. Sunday, they are requesting a $10 donation. If you have it, fine. If you don't, no one's going to be turned away.
Thank you so much, Bonnie Renee Lane. She works with the Green Party. She's not running for mayor, but Emmanuel McCray is running for mayor. You can find more information about him on their Green Party site. We also want to thank Apostle Richard White Jr., who's the Baltimore Green Party candidate for the 6th District City Council, as well as volunteer Kevin Kendall. Thank you for coming on. Going out, we're listening to track 12. My favorite band now, Nico Vince. Number 12 is Running. Visit us online at www.steinershow.org and take a listen to some of our podcast. Stay with us after the break for a new episode of Sound Bites, The Future of Food in Baltimore. This discussion showcases the significant community work underway to rebuild the region's food systems. We wrestle with this idea. We want you to join us. This is Dr. K in for Mark Steiner. Go forward and find a way to change the world. It's got to start somewhere. Why not with you? Thank you. You're trying, you're trying, you're trying the hardest, baby.